where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police say a missing teen has been found. They say 18-year-old Kieran Murray has been located and is safe. He had been reported missing this afternoon after he didn't return home from school. Police are thanking the public for help in finding him. London's police chief is apologizing to the woman at the center of the sexual assault case against five former members of Canada's World Junior Hockey Team. Chief Ty Trung says he's extending his sincerest apology for the amount of time it's taken for the case to reach this point.
As a police officer working in this space for many, many years, I can tell you that this is a difficult, difficult situation for all victims and survivors of sexual violence.
The investigation was initially closed without charges in 2019, but it was reopened 3 years later. Since then, officers have found new evidence that police say has helped lead to charges. Michael McLeod, Carter Hart, Dylan Dubay, Alex Fermentin, and Cal Foote are each facing one count of sexual assault. McLeod is also charged with one count of being party to the offense. A redeveloped cancer center could be at Bluewater Health by next year. The project is kicking off and will be done in five phases this year, with it going to tender this month. Director of Surgery and Oncology at Bluewater Health, Ray Meyer, says all areas in the center are separate.
Right now, when patients come to the hospital, there's multiple areas that they have to go to. One area for consult and another area for treatment and other areas where they might have to go for pharmacy medication.
The Norman Building at Bluewater Health opened its doors about 15 years ago. Buckingham Palace has announced that King Charles has cancer and has begun treatment. The unspecified cancer was found during a recent hospital procedure for benign prostate enlargement. Throughout this period, His Majesty is going to continue to undertake state business and official paperwork as usual. He's been told to pause any public appearances. The province of Nova Scotia was digging out today after a historic snowfall dumped 150 centimeters of snow in some areas. Some residents of hard-hit Cape Breton were being told to shelter in place as crews struggled to clear snow-covered roads. Just over 80 centimeters of snow was reported at the Halifax Stanfield International Airport. And Health Canada is funding new research to find out if the increasing presence of microplastics pose a risk to humans. Janice McKay has more.
Health Canada has announced $2.1 million over 4 years will go into research of microplastics and human health. McGill University, Memorial University of Newfoundland, and the University of Toronto will work together on research into the potential exposure to microplastics from various sources, including food, food packaging, drinking water, indoor and outdoor air, as well as dust. The project builds on work that's already underway, with the goal of learning to what extent humans are exposed to microplastics and whether that could lead to adverse health effects. I'm Janice McKay.
Mostly clear skies tonight, low minus 3, the wind chill reaching minus 7. Sunny on Tuesday, high 4, a mix of sun and cloud Wednesday, high 7, and mainly cloudy Thursday, high 9 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.